So you're out here today collecting cones, and this orange bucket, I guess, is your cone collecting kit.
Yeah, it's a Home Depot bucket, but it's a good way to put your field supplies for lots of things. So we often carry these buckets around. Today was just really sort of reconnaissance to see if it's worth coming out to do any more collecting, and it doesn't turn out to be a very good year this year. So all I had with me today was just gloves because it's sticky work, and you don't want that resin on your hands if you can help it, and paper bags to collect a few cones in.
And what do you hope to learn from collecting the cones?
So we, in recent years, we're really interested in drought tolerance, and we collect the seeds for that purpose because we are trying to figure out if different maternal trees provide different levels of drought tolerance, and we already know that's the case from some of our earlier studies. And then we can grow more of them to try to figure out the mechanism. So we're trying to understand how do these differences manifest themselves.
So what have you found so far about what makes a pinyon pine more likely to survive a drought?
Well, part of it is surprising because we have these trees that we've seen and been studying, and they had differences in the abundance of an insect that caused their architecture to shift. So if you have a lot of this insect, this moth, it basically trims the top of the tree and makes it a shrub, and it also reduces the number of female cones that it makes. And when drought came in 1996, that was the beginning of our sort of very dry time and punctuated by these really extreme droughts. We thought that those, susceptible trees to this moth that look shrubby and grow slowly would be the ones that would die. But it turns out that the exact opposite happened.
This is still a bit of a mystery. This insect is harming the tree, but it's also helping it get through droughts.
Right, and well, it's probably not the insect itself. So what we think is happening is that the insect actually is picking the most vigorous trees. And what's been interesting is that the moth populations have dropped a little bit with the drought, and so now that it seems like the trees that were susceptible to the moth now are doing much, much better over the last 10 years than the ones that are resistant to the moth. So it's this real reversal of fortune.
Do you feel optimistic that that a few tough trees are going to kind of cling in there and hang on even if this drought continues?
Yes, I don't like to look at the maps that show, there's no pinyons in Arizona in the future, and so I like to think that there's enough sort of genetic potential in the survivors, right? So that there will be some survivors that can handle the warmer, drier conditions. And so that's what we're looking for, is these ones who manage to survive when the others have died, and what is it about them that allows them to survive, and will they ensure the future of pinyon pine?
Well, Catherine, thanks very much for the field trip today. I appreciate it.
Sure. You're welcome. Thanks for coming along.